Okay, so I'm Toby, and today I'm going to talk to you about faith and how having faith when not many people around you believe. So if you would like to turn to Psalm 121, we're going to begin there. So Psalm 121 goes something like this. I lift my eyes up to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand side. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Earlier this year, I was studying for my GCSEs, and I was at a real low point in my life. I had a stinking cold, and school was a nightmare. So I was going in to school, and people were picking on me for being a Christian, and I just went home thinking, God, why have you done this to me? I've given pretty much all of my life to you, and this is how you repay me, with people taking a mick out of me. So we have youth on the Wednesdays, so for Monday and Tuesday, that was pretty much my week. It was just people picking on me. But when I came home from school on Wednesday, I was tidying my room, and I had a feeling that something big was going to happen at youth, be it to me or someone else. So we go there, and as usual, the food, the hot pot, was amazing. And we had Tom speaking, who was someone who used to go to our youth group but sadly left, about prophecy and how God works in his life to give these people the most amazing experiences. He goes up to people and he just says, God's told me this, and then he prays for them, and they just burst out with tears because it's just, nobody knows what's happened except God, and that was amazing. So we break off into pairs, and we talk and pray about prophecies we receive. So me and Rich break off, and I get a vision of a desert somewhere, and it's bone dry. There's nothing growing except a solitary palm tree on the left-hand side, and to the right of that is a rock with someone sitting on their own. On the right-hand side, there's people in a crowd under the beating sun, and they're all going, oh, he's lucky he's got the palm tree. But at the same time, he's not lucky because he's not in the group. At that time, I didn't realize it was me under that palm tree being isolated from everyone else. So I shared that with the group. And then Matt got up and said Psalm 121. I'm just going to read verse 3 again. It says, the Lord watches over you. The Lord is the shade at your right hand side. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. Now, I realized at that point that it was me under the palm tree, and it matched so well. And that just made me realize that God is faithful to your needs, and he always looks after you, no matter what. You may be feeling like this at school, where people are picking on you. And I just have this to say to you. You're not just someone who blends into the classroom, but you're someone who will spiritually educate the classroom for your faith. And for those of you taking notes, I'm just going to say that again. You're not just someone who blends into the classroom, but you're someone who will spiritually educate the classroom through your faith. After that, we had a kingdom come at our church, and I was feeling like I wasn't ready to do any of this. I'd just been called up to do the seminar, and I felt so unprepared for it all. And someone came up to me and said, Jeremiah 1:7-8. And it says, but the Lord said to me, do not say I am too young. You must go to whoever I send you to and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord. Now, Jeremiah was someone very much like me and a few of you in here, where he felt he wasn't ready and questioned God. And his society was very much like the society today. He was in the minority of people who believed, and those around him picked on him for it, even though he wasn't ready. Now, God appreciates and loves all you do through your faith, even if they don't go as planned. So if you're at school and you want something in the classroom to go one way and it doesn't, that doesn't matter, because God still respects you for that, and he loves you for it because you're doing it for him. And yeah, being a Christian isn't about being perfect, but it's about showing our faith and stand up for what we believe in on a day-to-day basis, despite what others think. Because what we know is true. what we know is true because we have the most amazing God out there, and we have the most amazing faith to put in him, the outcomes are just amazing. I was looking for my Bible the other day, and Romans 12 stuck out. Verse 1 and 2 goes, "Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by renewing your mind. Then you will be able to test and prove what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." Now, to me, that means that you don't have to give in to society and what they believe in. And don't be a chameleon, because chameleons blend in with everything. So God doesn't want you to be a chameleon. God wants us to have a strong faith to stand up for what we believe in. I also think it means that whatever life throws at you, you just have to deal with it. And unfortunately, there are going to be tough times. There are going to be times where you think, this is just not going to get any better. But God will pull you through when you have a strong faith for him. You may want to give up and hide away from everything and anyone, but that won't happen because God will give you a faith to pull you through. I'm going to end on this before we pray. In life, we can't do anything on our own, so we need to have a strong faith to do everything with God by our side. God will always pull through and do amazing things for us. And in Matthew 19:26, it says, Jesus looked at them and said, "With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible."